This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, rolling right into your phone calls. And then, if we get a chance, Mark, you've got a letter that somebody wrote to you, right? This was actually sent by
actual
mail.
Paper letter.
All right, we're going to get to that. But first, we go to Ryan listening in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
I wanted to touch on a subject that is the new facial recognition technologies that they have coming out. I believe it's going to be implemented. Large crowd gatherings as far as stadiums and whatnot, that actually, you know, they're telling us that it can pick up on someone that has a deceptive kind of nature on their mind. And it sounds a lot like 1984. You know, you're going through a checkpoint, going to see your favorite baseball team, and you get pulled over on the side because you're having a bad day, and one of these goon officers says that looks like you might be, you know, causing some trouble before you, you know, and it's just.
So you're saying, at least if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying there's some new facial recognition software that is identifying people that are looking suspicious, or they're matching people against a database. I'm a little confused.
It's a combination of it recognizes a nervous tendency.
Aren't they supposedly training the TSA in identifying like these micro, what do they call them? They call them like micro flashes or something like that, where your face might contort for a fraction of a second, and they're supposed to be able to tell that you've got naughty plans in your head from like this fraction of a second look that might flash across your face.
Micro expressions or micro movements.
Motions or something. But it wasn't to my understanding, it was just people that were trained to identify these things, not some sort of automated system. You're suggesting they're now...
Where'd you get your information on this?
I had seen Associated Press articles about it. My friend had actually turned me on to, I think originally it might have been on Prison Planet, Alex Jones's site, and then from there... he showed me the Associated Press articles.
I appreciate you bringing that up, and I thank you for the call tonight. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know if they're quite there yet. I haven't really been following the technology too closely, but I know as of a handful of years ago, they did attempt a facial recognition software install down in Ybor City.
And it failed.
And it failed miserably. They weren't able to identify people correctly.
Things are going to get better and better as far as the software
goes.
That's
why I say it's possible.
I think they're going to identify more and more people that have warrants out for their arrest for, you know, not paying some ticket that they didn't even know that they got, and all kinds of things. They're going to be picking more people up, throwing more people in prison, and that in and of itself is disturbing to me. You will find...
Right, if you're walking down the street and then all of a sudden the police come and pull you aside and they take you in for questioning because you know, a look of fear flashed across your face for a moment while you were thinking of something.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not ready to go. I'm not on board with that. To me, that sounds paranoid.
That's what they're doing at airports. You understand that, right? They have these guys that stand around watching people and they claim they see these micro expressions.
They have 30 people standing there. You understand? You've got to give the bureau bureaucrats something to do, and they're hiring more bureaucrats. As for the cameras, I just don't think that's, you know, I can't imagine the cameras doing that. I'm not quite ready to believe that the cameras are up for that. I'd have to see some kind of story on that, and
certainly
we're taking
his word for it.
Yeah. On that. So I'm not ready to believe that, but certainly the cameras, having the cameras to me is just a bad thing. Who wants cameras? You're going to see fashions of large brimmed hats coming in. You're going to see fashions of people changing their faces in some way.
Yeah,
you're going to see that happen.
Well, I think, you know, I can't point to a specific article, but I do recall reading that this software is in development, and I don't know, you know, what stage they're at with it and whether it'll actually work the way that, people in government probably hope it will, but this is where they're trying to go with the facial recognition software.
It seems difficult.
And whether it's being implemented, well, it is probably very difficult.
Right, because have you ever frozen a frame of somebody who's actually talking? Like, take some video of you on Free Minds TV, for instance, and just start freezing frames, and you'll see yourself with all the strangest contortions of your face you could possibly imagine. So if you're just in the midst of talking to somebody, if you freeze a frame at the right point, you could look angry, even though it's just your lips kind of pursing out as you're creating an O or something like that. You're just creating the words you need to create, but your face will contort in very funny ways as you're doing that. And so if these automated systems pick up on that and think it's suspicious, I mean, they're going to be a lot of people are going to be falling under suspicion, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I don't think it's going to be a very accurate system at all.
It may not be accurate, and you'll probably see a lot of stories coming about where people are being detained that there was no reason for them to be detained, or with these cameras that are trying to identify people against, you know, criminal records and things like that, you're probably going to see a lot of misidentifications. I don't think that's necessarily going to stop the government.
That's all that was happening in Ybor City when they had the cameras up previously was a lot of misidentifications.
But it might have given the police enough of an excuse to come stop somebody on the street and say, hey, our cameras identified you as a potential terror suspect. Now we have to search you, find a bag of marijuana, not a terrorist, but we'll arrest him anyway.
Always fun to have good reason to search somebody,
right? Yeah, I mean, you could make the argument when the internet was in its early stages that it would be very, very difficult to download a movie, say, and make, you know, a website that was dedicated to downloading and file sharing movies, because at that time it was just impractical. You couldn't move that much data. Well, now you can. And so I think we're headed in this direction where this is going to be a real concern. Maybe it's in 5 or 10 or even 15 years down the road, but we are going to see software like this and government programs like this, and we already see them trying.
People need to work to stop this in its incipience. I mean, if you're in an area where they haven't started putting up cameras at every single intersection yet, you should stop that from occurring if it's proposed. I mean, places like New York and Chicago are too far gone. They've already got thousands of cameras scattered around the city, and plans for more are coming. So if you're in those kind of urban metropolitan areas, you're screwed. But for the rest of us that still have a chance to put the stop on this police state activity right where it is, you need to put your foot down now. And if you're not in a place surrounded by people that can help you do that, look into the Free State Project as we continue with your calls and talk to Dan in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Yes, I want to talk about the recognition technology.
Yes, sir.
So what it does is it measures certain things about your face, like how far apart your pupils are, where your cheekbones are, and it gets like a whole big set of points, maybe 100 or 50 points.
Now, are we talking about a camera that's shooting you from above a traffic intersection, or are we talking about something that, like, is very, very close to you that you're scanning your face for some sort of recognition factor?
We're talking when you go to get your driver's license, they take a picture of you. The picture's of high enough resolution that they can get all these data points from your face.
Okay.
It's the same technology that's used for fingerprint recognition. It's just with your fingerprint, there's a few, like, turbulent areas, and they put those points there. And the same thing with your face. They take a whole bunch of points, special points, like where mm-hmm. your pupils are,
gotcha.
Where your earlobe is, and things like that. Okay, now when the camera takes a picture, now what they record is all the distances, like how all the distances are mm-hmm. related. Okay, now when the camera takes a picture of you, it might be at any angle you can imagine, right?
Sure.
So like when they took a picture of your face on for your driver's license, your pupils were so far apart. But now when it's at a different orientation, the distances will stretch and strain in a certain way. And the ratios, basically the ratios of those distances is what they use to tell if it was you or somebody else.
You have a very, right? I mean, this is a very difficult proposition if what we're talking about is, I mean, if you're too far away from the camera, there's only so much they can do with that data.
Yes. If you're too far away, that is an issue. If you're close enough, they could do it.
All that said, though, they will get better. The camera resolutions will become higher.
They certainly will, yeah.
I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the explanation there. So the source photo is a very important thing here, then having a photo of you that they've taken front on to get all the information in the first place. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. With DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy them on us. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, and a webcam. doing a little bit of experimenting with the webcam tonight, trying out some dedicated streaming software. People saying things are looking a little bit better in the webcam room, which is good. We're still sort of in the experimental stage. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com, tune in via audio, tune in via video stream, whatever works best for you, listen.freetalklive.com.
In a 4-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating and exercise habits without changing their daily routine. 83% of the participants using the key component in DEXC 20 lost weight, and 72% lost inches off their waist. It's working for me. I've been taking it for weeks now and lost more than 5 pounds. You can get DEXC 20 at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, and diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
Nick is joining us on the program tonight. He is the host of Free Minds TV, and or I guess one of the hosts of Free Minds TV, as well as Free Minds Radio. And I let it slip yesterday on the show, but it was official as of Sunday on Sunday's Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. So I kind of let it slip, but why don't you go ahead and announce officially what the big changes are for Free Minds Radio?
Well, Free Minds Radio up until this point has been an internet-only show. We've been broadcasting, however you'd say it, not broadcasting, but we've been putting our show out there through the Free Talk Live stream on Sundays, as well as on Stickam and some other avenues online. But now we're getting picked up by the Genesis Communications Network. That's the same network that carries Free Talk Live, and we're going to be doing a Sunday show from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Eastern time, and that's going to be this Sunday, the 28th. So that's going to be our first episode.
Excellent, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, the first episode that's actually going to make it out onto the airwaves, and it's exciting.
It's been a long time coming, and I think that it's just more evidence that really if you keep at it, you keep putting the content out there, eventually good things are going to happen as a result of you being consistent in as far as in the realm of media is concerned.
In the realm of life,
this is true.
You want to get lucky, you have to go out there every day and you got
to
try.
You have to make your own luck, right?
I could stand at a base, at home plate and swing at a major league pitcher's fastball. Sooner or later, I'm going to hit it. I didn't hit it because I got lucky. I hit it because I went and stood at the base and swung.
Mm.
Because, you know, the person who doesn't stand there doesn't get lucky and hit the ball.
So true.
So luck counts. The better you are. Skill certainly comes into play, but...
And there is something to be said.
You've got to get out there and do something for
luck. There is something to be said for consistently being innovative, in that if you are doing the same thing over and over again and not getting different results that you might be looking to get, then you probably should change what it is that you're doing.
I don't recommend too much innovation in the area of swinging a bat at a ball. They probably have, the guys that are doing that in the major leagues have probably gotten it down.
I just wanted to add a caveat to the suggestion that you should just keep going at something. I mean, if you're keeping going at something and clearly nothing is breaking or changing as you're intending it to do.
I didn't suggest that you necessarily, it's not necessarily just going out and trying the same thing over and over again, but you have to be at the plate and swinging.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, so you certainly miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna hit that ball if you don't swing. So
people can go to freemindstv.com. They can see your television show via YouTube, and I think there's some other ways you're distributing it. It's also on several cable systems here in the Northeast.
Yeah, you can get. I would just say go to YouTube. I mean, we're up on most of the sites there, like YouTube, like Meta Cafe and Daily Motion, things like that. And if you're lucky enough to be in either New Hampshire or Maine, and your community has some kind of a public access TV channel. We're on a number of them.
Aren't you guys on in Brattleboro?
No.
Oh, I thought for whatever reason I thought you were.
No, there's Bellows Falls we are on. Bellows Falls, Vermont. It's kind of a weird situation because there's a town in New Hampshire right across the river, so they kind of share a public access channel.
Huh. It's weird.
But, yeah, the Vermont...
I find it amazing that Bellows Falls has its own public access channel.
Yeah, but the Vermont stations have not been... they're not as receptive to content from outside of Vermont. they're very much into the kind of the local...
Yeah,
homegrown type
movement.
They don't like
Brattleboro. Sheen isn't local to Brattleboro?
Probably not by Vermont.
The Brattleboro the car dealership sure doesn't have a problem advertising on the Keene radio stations.
Well, that involves money, but the Yeah.
Understood. I'm just saying that the Brattleboro car dealers think that Keene is local. That's all I'm saying. Because you don't see them advertising on Poughkeepsie, New York's radio stations trying to draw people in from
well,
there.
Well, the car dealers are more of the entrepreneurial types who are concerned with making a profit.
As opposed to
the people living in the real world.
Right.
As opposed to the people running the TV station, which are essentially glorified bureaucrats.
Right. And there's just kind of a leftist bent in Vermont that kind of translates into this
anti-business, anti-anything outside of this.
Anti-business, and they're very
mile radius.
Yeah, they're very much pro-local anything.
Because Vermont's very pro-business as long as it's a local Vermont business. I've never seen if you went and looked at per capita, I think Vermont has more small businesses than any place in the United States. And I think it might be because they just don't allow corporations in or something
like
that.
I don't think Panera can build in Vermont.
I'm pretty sure Walmart cannot.
I mean, how many products have Vermont stuck on them? There's 600,000 people in the state, half of what there are in New Hampshire.
Most of the products are like cheese, though.
But there's all kinds of products. You've got to look.
There are, and I'm not.
By the way, Newegg, Vermont.
Newegg's in Vermont?
Yes.
No, it's not. No, they ship out of New Jersey.
What?
They ship out of New Jersey.
I don't know what they.
They might have shipping centers all over the place.
When I called their office, they're in Vermont.
Since you bring it up, newegg.freetalklive.com does allow you to order computer parts and supplies, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's a small percent, but hey, it's something. So do your computer shopping at newegg.freetalklive.com. So big news for Free Minds Radio, hitting the real radio waves on starting on four radio affiliates, as I understand it.
Yes,
including our very own KGEZ.
Yes, and so some of the listeners in KGEZ land will, in Kalispell, will be familiar with the sound of our voice. Other than that, I'm pretty sure all the other stations are ones that Free Talk Live is not carried on. So
we should also mention that you guys are going to be actually producing the show, as you have been. If people have been listening to Free Minds Radio for the last few weeks, they might have wondered, well, why is Free Minds Radio producing their show now from the Free Talk Live studios? Well, this is the reason why. We're sort of getting you settled in the studio, getting familiar with the equipment. And so go easy on these guys this weekend when they do their first show. They've never taken a live phone call before, so it'll be an experience for you.
It certainly will, but I think the best way – I'm only a little bit nervous about it. I feel that the best way to learn how to do a show is to
jump in and
do it. And the first episode or two might be a little bit rough, but – It can't be that difficult.
Whenever I catch myself feeling that you're describing, you called it nervousness, I like to try to think of it as excitement instead, because nervous kind of has a negative connotation to it. And I was very, very nervous when I was growing up, when I was in, for instance, middle school or high school or elementary school, giving presentations and things like that. I very, very, very nervous, like shaking the podium kind of nervous. And I shifted my perspective later on in life and came to understand, well, first of all, it helps if you're actually talking about something you want to talk about.
Right.
But secondly, to shift your perspective to excitement instead of nerves. And it's just, I think it's just a positive little shift that you can make in your head that actually results in feeling much more comfortable with what it is you're about to do. Just an idea. 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll be streaming their show live, so you can get it that way. And of course, at freemindstv.com. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now, in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-941-9392. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt. to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-941-9392. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now. So why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-941-9392. That's 1-800-941-9392. 1-800-941-9392.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Rather than spending money on gas or the new and far more expensive airline tickets, try WebEx. You can try it for free. Go to webex.com. If you use promo code 600, you can try it for a month, I believe. That's WEBEX.com, promo code 600. Save some money. WebEx.com. And they have free webcams.
We continue with your calls. Bill is on the line in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, someone had beat me to it. I was going to jump right in on the Department of Homeland Security's new little play toy. And there has been some confusion as to what this new feature, as they call it, actually does.
Are you talking about the cameras that the gentleman were calling about earlier?
That is correct. Basically, I have to explain this. Anything that has a acronym that spells a word, you know it's bad news. And this, this is no exception. It's called the Future Attribute Screening Technology. And basically what it is it's a group of technologies. It's not just photographic. We're talking
fast. Okay,
laser.
Got it.
Yeah, we're talking laser, we're talking lasers. Infrared, the whole nine yards.
Wow,
And one of the facets of this program is designed to do is it's not only going to look at your shape of your face, but it's going to tell how fast you're breathing, what your skin temperature is, what your pulse rate is, and they use all this information to come up with the probability that you're going to commit a crime.
I'd like to interject at this moment how many government failures there have been that have just never come to fruition. The list is myriad out there.
Well, this may come to fruition, but it may waste a lot of people's time and ruin a few lives before they get rid of it.
Waste enough people's time, it's going to go away, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, certainly the TSA is wasting a lot of time.
Where does it stand in this? I mean, you're saying they're going to be able to allegedly claim that you are about to commit a crime. That's pretty darn scary. Kind of the realm of thought crime that we've seen this country get going further and further down that road, and this is just the next extension on that idea. But how close are we to actually having this fast technology you're talking about actually implemented? Do you know?
Well, they are in. They're doing blind tests out of Maryland with it. The article that everybody has been quoting or semi-quoting is from New Scientist. They're the one that broke the story about it. DHS science spokesperson was quoted as saying that they are running that the tests are live, and out of their tests, they found that out of all their lab rats that they tested this on, 78% was detected with accuracy as far as having malicious intent, and another 80% they were able to correctly identify deception.
So that means 30% and 20% were incorrectly identified, and those people would have had their afternoons ruined or possibly detained. And
35 and 20% is those are amazing numbers by government standards. I don't think that I find it difficult to believe that that's just even so. But
any other thoughts, Bill?
Not on this particular. This particular one, I just kind of wanted to elaborate a little bit more, but I did have find another interesting story. This one flashed on my local news that scares me, and it's this doctor who happens to be on the Department of Education's payroll. He is going on this mass crusade now to Capitol Hill to prevent children from using cell phones.
Because the cell phones make your brain have cancer and stuff.
He's leaking the whole cancer spiel on Capitol Hill when it's nothing more than a smokescreen because the schools want the cell phones out of the schools, and they don't want this thing called the Constitution to get in the way, so they're just going to bypass it completely and just outlaw students and kids in general.
I don't think they're going to. You know, something called science is going to get in the way of that particular crusade. I mean, it's just not so.
Well, they don't need a scientific excuse to ban something from a government school. They could
maybe not from a government school, but he's proposing that kids not be allowed to carry cell phones
anywhere. I'm sorry, I thought it was only on government school campus.
No, anywhere. No, he's trying to outlaw it nationwide.
That's
no
crazy.
Children under the age of 18 to carry the cell phone. But,
yeah, you're going to come up with against a lot of angry parents on that, too, because a lot of parents have purchased their kids' cell phones for the purposes of keeping
safety.
Them in safety, and they've got the little tracking thing that they can do with it.
And not to mention that some of the kids' cell phones have only four buttons on them, so they can only call mom, dad, grandma, and 911 or whatever.
Yep, I don't see that going anywhere, but I thank you for bringing it up. Bill, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And I have discovered the article he was referring to, the New Scientist article about this FAST program. And it does stand for Future Attribute Screening Technologies. And sure enough, DHS is saying that it's 78% accuracy on malintent detection and 80% on deception. They may
I think that they want to buy this, so they're lying about the numbers. That's all I can say. That just can't be so.
I don't even care if it is so. I mean, if this computer decides that you've got malintent and you're walking through the airport, they're going to pull you aside or wherever it is that you are. It sounds like they want to deploy this all over the place. You're walking down the street, the cops say, "We're sorry, citizen, you have been detected as having malintent. We have a few questions for you. Just come aside here." And they'll ask you questions.
The experiments can't necessarily, they can't mimic what's going on in the airport necessarily. I mean, what if I'm walking through the airport and I'm thinking to myself, I hate the TSA. I hate this crap.
You could trigger. I mean, it could very well trigger. So there are going to be a lot of false triggers, and it's going to result in more people being taken to some sort of detainment facility. We've already talked about stories wherein people are getting off of planes and they've been detained simply because they look funny, or the federal agents want to harass them and question them, and they've been held for hours upon hours in detainment facilities. So this kind of technology could very well easily lead to anybody on the street or wherever this is being implemented being pulled aside by government goons and detained for who knows how long.
What's the difference between a police officer picking somebody because they're Arab to harass, or black, or whatever reason, gay looking, whatever reason they decide, and then this computer picking people up? I mean, it's still just picking people out because of what they look like. I mean,
right.
What's the difference?
Well, I think the difference might end up being that down the line, they could back up the computer software. They could say, well, you can't accuse the computer of being
racist.
It is not targeting these different people. And so...
Is this your Russian
accent? I don't know. Anyway,
you
could very easily, or they could, the judge could very easily say, well, clearly there's no bias in this case. It's just a computer. You know, we understand that you were not actually doing the bad things the computer thought you were doing. However, we don't owe you anything for your lost time, because this is the price we must pay to have security in our society today.
They don't pay us for our lost time waiting in the line for the TSA.
No. So if you get pulled aside and you have 5 hours of your time wasted because they think that you have some sort of bad intentions because this computer has identified you as such, you're just going to be out 5 hours, man. The attitude is going to be, well, you should feel lucky we let you out, right? Mm. That's what it's going to be. This is the new America. Everything changed on 9/11, and if you have to be inconvenienced for 3 hours every few months when a computer decides that you are a threat because you happen to roll out the wrong side of the bed in the morning, or had a fight with your significant other, or got into it with the kids, or whatever it is that's on your mind that is causing these false positives to show up in the computer system, hey, it's just the price we pay for a secure society. Right? What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
You're not going to take him to court?
Yeah, I guess. And then the ACLU might go after him and
get a settlement from the taxpayers.
Come on, maybe.
Then they'll pull you aside again. And this is not a good idea. This is not a bright future here as far as this technology is concerned and what they could do with it. The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months.
And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. We give ours away, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we do ask that you learn how to promote the show. By going to promote.freetalklive.com, you'll find a variety of different ways, almost all of them completely free, a few of them low-cost. Ways to get this show into more ears around the world. So help us out by going to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and we talk. First, Joe in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Joe?
I'd like to talk about the Paulson $700 billion swindle.
Please.
First, I'd like to point out that Section 8 of Secretary Paulson's Act today or yesterday, I don't know which, whether it was this morning or yesterday, he's written a clause in there which says that no powers that he may get if the bill passes can be reviewed by any congressional committee or any court in the United States of America.
Yeah, did you guys hear about this one?
Yeah, basically he wants to have dictatorial powers.
That's
over the
fascism.
Well, I suspect that's the one piece that won't make it through. It's gotten so much
Well, why should any
press
of it make it through?
I agree. People, I agree with you.
If people would begin to stand up for themselves in this country instead of whining and crying and force their congressmen and women to stop this, because the congressional leadership is, you know, they're not going to. They're ushering it in.
Yep.
And you know, what basically the future of this is that these bank bailouts, or excuse me, these bank collapses have only begun. It's only begun. The chartered local banks are only going to get in worse shape and worse shape. And as these banks begin to collapse and the FDIC begins to bail them out, who do you think is going to be buying them up? It's going to be Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, who today were given in what state was it? I forget the state is.
But they'll be buying them up at pennies on the dollar, basically, and therefore you're suggesting that will result in more consolidation.
Well, they've now been given
industry
permission to become banks, to become
bank holding companies.
Yes,
basically.
Bank holding yep companies. In
whereas they weren't before.
No, they were investment banks.
They were investment banks, and you know, I mean, Roosevelt's Roosevelt's Glass-Steagall has been stripped by Poppy Bush 20 years ago. But, and this is why we're in the mess we're in. But what you're looking at is not just, future of another $15 trillion added to our national debt by the interest for this $700 or $800 billion bailout, but you're looking at Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs being financed. You know, they're going to be eligible for this, for parts of this bailout. They're going to be financed to take over the banking, regular banks of the United States, and then use the ordinary citizens' checking and savings account for more speculation.
Wow, what a mess!
Yeah, it's true. It's terrible. I wish that I understood what one could do about it.
Free State Project.
Yeah, well, there's
alternative
project,
currencies,
but
they're actually
private banks.
I normally don't think this does very much, but I would actually recommend contacting your Congress people. It looks
it does
like this,
do a lot. If you hound them, they're all fakers, and if they think that they're in a position where they won't get reelected, they only have 2 years. And, you know, if they hear enough heat, this is what's happening. They are trying to force this through before the American people can unite against this. They're rushing it through.
Yeah,
their propaganda machine is pushing it on TV as a reasonable thing we're doing to save your, you know. They're treating the American people like idiots, and they're trying to rush it through.
As a matter of fact, I heard on Glenn Beck today, he said, although it's terrible, and he was talking about how our monetary system is teetering on the brink and everything, it's better than the alternative. You know, like,
well,
I'd like to make one point.
Yeah.
Let me make one point, please. We are not a monetary system. We are a credit system. That was the foundation of the United States, which in 1789 was voted as our political economy. We have been perverted into a satrapy of the British monetary system, and that's what's collapsing. It's the globalized financial system that's
collapsing. You're
pointing
out that it's not money, it's debt, it's not real, it's
promises. There's no wealth created by the United States anymore. There's no real wealth. We live
in the
world of
Adam Smith.
Well,
I don't know if that's true. I mean, to suggest that those people that are out there providing products and services aren't creating wealth, that's not true. Wealth is not just money.
The creation of wealth, the productive creation of wealth and the productive capacity of the United States for the last 40 years has diminished year by year by year.
I will agree with that. Absolutely.
Monetary assets have increased, but that's purely inflationary. Yeah.
Good points tonight. I appreciate your call. Really informed, really interesting. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If I had a book to give away, I'd give it to you. Actually, we do have books to give away, and we're going to do so at some point tonight. Mark, you'll tell us more about that a little bit later.
And I wanted to point out that they've done some polling on whether Americans support this bailout measure. And in the general public, the Rasmussen poll showed that 7% of Americans approved of this bailout.
Really?
Package.
Wow.
So 93% either are unsure or oppose this measure. And it looked...
How many were unsure?
I'm not sure the figures on that. I know it's 7%, only 7%.
Are we talking about 7% of Americans or 7% of Americans that have been apprised of the situation?
7% of Americans who responded to the Rasmussen poll.
Okay, so this could be anybody. Then.
Right. I'm assuming it's... I don't know all the...
I don't know much about it, and I'm sort of paying some attention.
Right. It's very complicated. But
I know enough to oppose it.
Right. I think on principle, most Americans oppose the idea that the government's going to get involved in the economy.
Listen, the taxpayers are bailing out ultra-rich individuals that created their own problems.
And it looked like the congressional bailout was going to pass fairly quickly. And then the public pressure started, and people started to look into, well, what exactly is this bailout? I mean, who are we giving the $700 billion to? What is this going to do to the national deficit? What's it going to do to the dollar? And public opinion seems to have shifted pretty quickly against this. So I'm not 100% sure that it is, in fact, going to pass.
Time will tell, I suppose.
As the gentleman said, Congress is trying to usher this in.
Right. I mean, the most you can do right now is...
Well, who's more influential, the big money boys at Goldman Sachs or you and me on the phone to the congressperson?
Big money boys at Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it this way. If these big money bankers, these people that are very, very influential in government, come to these congresspeople and say, hey, look, we really need you to put this through. And I understand you want to win the next election and everything. We'll give you some money for your next election. But even if you don't win, we'll still take care of you. Go ahead and put this through. Because isn't it real? I mean, these politicians, while they want to reward their friends and punish their enemies, these are their friends, right? And they probably wouldn't mind taking a big chunk of cash under the table, essentially, to... Even if they lost, yeah, fall on their swords. Oh, well, I had to vote for it. It was about the country, you know. I had to vote for it. I know the little people.
I know I'm going to take it in the, in the pants election time, right. But this was about saving the American people.
It was the right thing to do.
Well, you know, in the long run, I don't think it makes a huge difference either way. The fact is, the situation is going to get a lot worse before it gets better, whether we allow the market to correct itself at this point or whether the government steps in and throws taxpayer money on the table. It might push off the financial crisis for maybe a year or less.
Well, that's what Gardner was saying last night. You're essentially you're delaying the inevitable, and you're making it worse when it actually does occur.
Right. It's not delaying the inevitable. It's making the inevitable worse every time they do it.
Right. So you'll see inflation in the dollar. You'll see a weaker dollar. You'll see higher oil prices again. And eventually, the bad debt's still going to have to be liquidated and prices correct at some point. So you might stop a panic. But the fact is that there is a real correction that needs to happen, and this isn't just a panic. There was malinvestment. It was mostly caused by government policy, but there's malinvestment. It needs to correct itself, and eventually it will. The government can't change economic law.
You can't fight economics. You can delay a few things here and there, and you can put in roadblocks around the marketplace that will rush, you know, like a rushing river will essentially rush around those roadblocks delayed for only a fraction of a moment. But there's really not much they can do to put it off forever, right?
No, I mean, they can't create value out of thin air. All they can create are paper dollars, and that's essentially all they're going to do. That's the only bullet that they have left in their gun is to cheapen money.
Okay, 800-259-9231. Sorry for the explosions going off in the background here. Not sure what they've got some engineers working in the studio or something like that. So let's go quickly here to the Muslim Nonarchist in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to let you guys know that I signed up for the Free State Project yesterday.
Congratulations.
And I wanted to ask a question about Sam in Texas's method of fighting a traffic ticket.
Okay.
I got myself a speeding ticket, but it's like a two-hour drive away if I wanted to show up in court.
Ugh.
So I'm not willing to do that, obviously. And so I wanted to try maybe a hybrid of your strategy with property taxes of, like, getting into a dialogue via, like, snail mail with
Let's talk
guys.
About that in a bit here. We'll bring you back around here in hour three more with the Muslim Nonarchist, new Free Stater, as of yesterday, last night. Congratulations to him on that. And we'll take your calls as well about whatever you want. Demetrius is on the line. Charles as well. Ladies, you come first if you dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wake up!